This is your Glacier Markets Farm Report.
This is the Markets Farm Afternoon Show, broadcast number 450 for Friday, June 25th. I'm Glenn Halleck. ICE canola futures are mostly lower on Friday with last-minute turnarounds in the July and November contracts. With the final settlement still pending, that July contract is now down $2.10 at $787 per ton. New crop November now gains $3.40 at $742 per ton. The January contract slips $1.50 at $737.30. Sharp losses in Chicago soybeans and soy oil are weighing on canola values. There's support from gains in Chicago soy meal, European rapeseed, and Malaysian palm oil. Stats Canada will issue its acreage report on Tuesday. Some expectation point towards an increase from the 21.53 million acres the federal agency predicted in early spring. The Canadian Grain Commission reports producer deliveries of canola for the week ending June 20th are up almost 21% at more than 304,000 tons. Canola exports jump 141% at about 130,000 tons. Domestic usage is up nearly 10% at 207,000 tons. The Canadian dollar is a pinch higher, with the loonie at 81.28 U.S. cents compared to Thursday's close of 81.20. There's a major downturn in Chicago soy oil following the United States Supreme Court decision that ruled in favor of small refineries being exempt from federal biofuel blending requirements. At one point, soy oil was down by its daily limit, but has since stepped back slightly. Ahead of the U.S. Department of Agriculture's acreage report on June 30th, average trade guesses peg soybean acres at just under 89 million, up 1.5% from the department's March estimate. Corn acres are expected to rise 2.9% at 93.8 million. Wheat acres are to slip back 0.9% at 45.9 million. Rounding off prices at the Chicago Board of Trade, soybean futures are weaker on Friday. The most heavily traded November contract retreats 22 cents at $12.70 per bushel. August soy oil plummets 0.37 cents at 58.2 U.S. cents per pound. August soy meal rises $3 at $3.48.90 per hundredweight. Corn futures are also weaker on Friday. The September contract drops 19 cents at $5.30 per bushel. Chicago oats are narrowly mixed, with the September contract down a half cent at $3.75. Wheat futures are mixed on Friday. Chicago September loses 11 cents at $6.41. Kansas City September is down 5.5 cents at $6.09. And with the final settlement still pending, Minneapolis September gains 6 cents at $8.11. That's a look at the ICE futures and the Chicago markets for Friday, June 25th. At Markets Farm in Winnipeg, I'm Glenn Halleck.
That was your Glacier Markets Farm Report.